This is the Aviat Merli of the 2nd of February 2025. Original date, the 31st of December 2003. This year, become a humble instrument and increase your account of accumulation and become a constant great donor. Today, Bap Dada, the one with many arms, is seeing all his arms everywhere. Some arms are personally in front of him in their corporeal forms, and some arms are visible in their subtle forms. Bap Dada is pleased to see his many arms. All the arms are number-wise, all-rounder, ever-ready and obedient arms. As soon as Bap Dada gives the signal, the right hand say, "Yes, Baba, present Baba, right now, Baba." There is so much happiness on seeing such especially beloved children. Bap Dada has spiritual intoxication that no one apart from Bap Dada, none of the Dharamatmas, the religious souls, or the Mahatmas, the great souls, have so many such cooperative arms. Just go around the whole cycle and see if anyone has received such arms. So Bap Dada was seeing the speciality of all the arms. You are the special arms selected out of the whole world. You are the arms who cooperate with God. Look how many arms have arrived at this hall today. There's a note to say today there are more than 18,000 brothers and sisters sitting in Shantivan Hall. Do all of you experience yourselves to be God's arms? You have that intoxication, do you not? Bap Dada is pleased that all of you have arrived here from everywhere to celebrate the new year. However, what does the new year remind you of? The new age and the new birth. To the extent that your last birth is extremely old, similarly, the new first birth is so beautiful. This one is Shyam, ugly, and that one is Sunda, beautiful. Just as today, the last day of the year is clear, and the new year in front of you is also just as clear. So do the new age and the new birth appear in front of you just as clearly? Today you are in the last birth, and tomorrow you will be in the first birth. Is this clear? Does it appear in front of you? The children at the beginning had this experience of Father Brahma. Father Brahma always used to see his costume of the royal body of the new birth hanging on a hanger in front of him. All the children who would go to meet him would experience what Father Brahma's experience was. Today I am an old man, and tomorrow I will become a small child. Do you remember that? Do the old ones remember that? It is just a game of today and tomorrow. Let your future be experienced just as clearly. Today you are self-sovereigns, and tomorrow you will be the sovereigns of the world. Do you have that intoxication? Look, today some children are sitting here wearing crowns. Little double foreign children who have come for a retreat were seated wearing a crown. What intoxication do you have? What intoxication do you have wearing a crown? They have the intoxication of being angels. They are waving their hands, showing that they are intoxicated. So what will you do this year? What newness will you bring about in the new year? Have you made any plans? What newness will you bring? You continue to have programs. You have had programs for 100,000 and even of 200,000. But what newness will you bring about? On the one hand, people nowadays want some attainment for themselves, but they lack courage. They don't have courage. They want to hear everything, but they don't have the courage to become that. In order to transform such souls, first of all, you have to put wings of courage on those souls. The basis of the wings of courage is experience. Give them an experience. Experience is such that when they receive even a drop and experience something, then, whether you call it the wings of experience or the feet of experience, they will be able to move forward with courage through that. For this, especially this year, you have to become constantly great donors, constant. Make them into the embodiments of power with your minds. Become great donors and constantly give them the experience of powers with your minds and your vibrations. With your words, give them the donation of this knowledge. With your actions, donate virtues to them. Throughout the whole day, whether it is with your thoughts, words or deeds, be constant donors in all three forms. According to the time, you mustn't just become donors who only donate sometimes. No, become constant donors because souls need this. So to become such great donors, first of all, check your account of accumulation. In all four subjects, what percentage have I accumulated? If you haven't accumulated anything in your account, how would you become great donors? What is the sign of checking your account of accumulation? You served with your thoughts, words, and deeds. But the sign of accumulating is that whilst serving, there needs to first of all be contentment with oneself. As well as that, did those souls whom you served have the contentment of happiness? If there isn't the contentment on both sides, you can then understand that the fruit of your service has not been accumulated in your account of service. Sometimes Bap Dada looks at the children's accounts of accumulation. In some cases, there is greater labour and less fruit of accumulation. What is the reason for that? There is a lack of contentment on both sides. If there isn't the experience of contentment, either by oneself or by others, then the account of accumulation is reduced. Bap Dada has given a golden key to each of you children to increase your account of accumulation easily. Do you know what that key is? You have received it, have you not? The golden key to make your account of accumulation overflow easily is that whenever you are serving with your thoughts, words or actions, you must first have the awareness of being an instrument. To have the feeling of being an instrument, to have the feeling of humility, to have pure motives, and the feeling of soul-conscious love. If you serve while stable in this stage, then the desires of souls will automatically be fulfilled through these feelings. People nowadays always note down what the motives of everyone are. Is that person doing something as an instrument or with a motive of arrogance? Where there is the motive of being an instrument, there is automatically the feeling of humility. So check, what have I accumulated? How much have I accumulated? Because it is only at this time, at this confluence age, that it is the age for accumulating. Then the whole cycle will be the reward for what you have accumulated. So this year, what special attention does each of you have to pay? Check your own account of accumulation. Become a checker and also a maker, because you are seeing the scenes of the closeness of time. All of you have promised Bapdada that you will become equal. Have you made this promise? Those who have promised this, raise your hands. Is this firm? Or have you promised it only to a certain percentage? Have you made this promise firm? So you need to have an account of accumulation equal to that of Father Brahma's, do you not? You have to become equal to Father Brahma. So what special divine activities of Father Brahma did you see? From the beginning to the end, in every situation, did he say I or Baba? Not I am doing this, but Baba is making me do this. Whom have you come to meet? You have come to meet Baba. There was that absence of any feeling or knowledge of the consciousness of I. You saw this, did you not? In every Murli, how many times did he remind you of Baba, Baba? So you were told that to become equal means first of all not to have the slightest feeling of I. You have also been told earlier that the consciousness of I in Brahmins is very royal. Do you remember it? You were told about it, were you not? Everyone wants there to be the revelation of Bapdada. Let us reveal Bapdada. You also made many plans. You make very good plans. Bapdada is pleased with them. However, this royal form of the consciousness of I in your plans reduces the success by a certain percentage. In your every thought, word and deed, let there be the natural awareness of Baba, Baba, no consciousness of I. Bapdada, Caravan Ha, is making me do it. This was the special dana of Jagadamba. Do you remember the slogan of Jagadamba? The older ones would remember it. Do you remember it? Say it. Hukum hai, hukum chala rahai. The one who is giving you orders is making you move. This was the special dana of Jagadamba. So if you want to claim a number and want to become equal, finish all consciousness of I. Let only Baba, Baba emerge automatically through your lips. Let the Father's image be revealed in your actions and on your face, and then revelation will take place. Bapdada hears this song of the royal form of I a lot. What I did was fine. What I thought was fine. that is what should happen. This consciousness of I deceives you. You may think about something, speak about something, but do it with the motive of a humble instrument. Bap Dada has already also taught you a spiritual drill earlier. What drill is that? One moment be a master, and the next moment become a child. Be a master in giving your ideas. Then, when it is finalized by the majority, become a child. This spiritual drill of being a master and a child is most essential. Simply remember those three words of the teaching of Bap Dada. Do all of you remember them? In your thoughts be incorporeal. In your words be egoless. In your actions be viceless. Whenever you have any thoughts, create those thoughts whilst stable in your incorporeal stage. Even if you forget everything else, don't forget these three words. These teachings of the three words are a gift from the Sakar form. You had love for Father Brahma in the Sakar form. Even now, some double foreigners relate their experiences, saying that they have a lot of love for Father Brahma. Even though they haven't seen him, they still have love for him. Double foreigners, do you have greater love for Father Brahma? So, whomever you love, you would keep a gift from that one very carefully. Even if it is only a small gift, when you have deep love for someone, you would keep a gift received from that one hidden away carefully. Therefore, you do have love for Father Brahma, and so that means you have love for these three words of teachings. It will become very easy for you with these to become complete and equal. Remember what Father Brahma said. So in the new year, you may serve with words. Do that with a lot of splendor, but constantly pay attention to doing the service of giving an experience. Enable everyone to have an experience of receiving a lot of power through a brother or sister, or enable them to experience peace, because an experience is never forgotten. Whatever you have heard can be forgotten. You enjoy it, but it can be forgotten. An experience is such that they are pulled close to you. Those who are in contact with you will continue to form a relationship with you, because without a relationship, they cannot claim a right to an inheritance. Therefore, experience will bring them into a relationship. Acha. Do you understand? What will you now do? Check and become a checker and also a maker. Become a maker who gives an experience. Become a checker of your account of accumulation. Acha. What will everyone do now? Will you give Bap Dada a gift for the new year or not? Do what people do at the new year. You give gifts to one another, do you not? You give a card or a gift. So Bap Dada doesn't want cards. He wants a record. Bap Dada wants the record that records all of the children becoming number one. They should be free from obstacles. Now, when Bap Dada hears of some obstacles, Bap Dada remembers an amusing game. Do you know what amusing game that is? It is a game where old ones play with dolls. They are old, but they play with dolls. And so that is an amusing game, is it not? So the trivial things that you now hear about and see feels just like that. They are in their stage of retirement, but look at the things they do. Therefore, the father doesn't like that record. Instead of that, instead of cards, give a record of being free from obstacles. Let all of your trivial things end. Learn how to make big things small and how to finish all small things. Babdada wants to make the face of each of you children into a mirror in which Babdada's face is seen. Let Babdada be visible in your mirror. So give such a unique mirror to Babdada as a gift. In the world, there is no such mirror in which they can see God. So give such a gift for the new year that you become a unique mirror. Whoever sees you, whoever hears anything from you, let them only see and hear Babdada. Let them hear the Father's sound. So will you give this gift? Will you? Those who have the determination to give this, raise your hands. Raise your hands for having the determination. Even the double foreigners are raising their hands. The Cindy group are also raising their hands. You are raising them after carefully considering it. The Cindy group are raising their hands after that consideration. It is good. Babdada has hopes in the Cindy group. Should Baba tell you about them? Which hopes does Baba have? Baba has the hope that a Mike emerges from the Cindy group who can challenge everyone as to what he was and what he has now, become someone who can awaken the Cindys. The poor things are helpless. They don't recognize God. They don't even recognize the incarnation in their country. So let a Mike emerge from the Cindy group who can challenge everyone and say what the truth is. Is this okay? Will you fulfill this hope? Acha. To all the constant great donor children everywhere, to all the Father's right-hand obedient arms, to all the courageous souls who give all souls everywhere the wings of courage, to all the children everywhere who constantly follow Father Brahma in every action, to all the children who constantly put the teachings of Father Brahma and Jagadamba into their practical lives. Lots and lots of love, remembrance, blessings and namaste. To all the double foreign children and the children of Bharat, double good night and good morning. You are happy now, are you not? So when any situation arises, remember this day and dance in happiness. Constantly continue to swing in the swing of happiness. Let no waves of sorrow come. There are many souls in the world who cause sorrow. You children are the embodiments of happiness, the children of the bestower of happiness, who see happiness and give happiness. Sometimes swing in the swing of happiness. Sometimes swing in the swing of love. Sometimes swing in the swing of peace. Just continue to swing. Do not allow your feet to step in the mud. Just continue to swing. Remain happy and make everyone happy. And distribute happiness to everyone. Acha. Blessing. May you give the Father the return of his love with your angelic stage and thereby become an embodiment of solutions. To remain stable in your angelic stage is to give the Father the return of his love. Those who give such a return become embodiments of solutions. By becoming an embodiment of solutions, your own problems and the problems of others automatically finish. So it is now the time to do such service. It is now the time to give as well as take. So now, like the Father, become one who uplifts everyone. Listen to their call and reach those souls in your angelic form and remove the tiredness of souls who have become tired from their problems. Slogan: remain carefree of waste, but not of the codes of conduct. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. We have to bring about unity in the differences of sanskars among ourselves. For unity, we have to finish the differences of the present time and imbibe two things. A. Be one who belongs to only the one and takes the name of the one alone. B. Be economical with your treasures of thought, time and knowledge. Then I will become merged in the Father and all differences will finish. Om Shanti.